Listening Library presents Tiny Tornadoes by Jan Carr. Read for you by Ramon D'Ocampo. For Nancy Cabrero, Liz Fury Jablonski, Marjorie Martinelli, and all teachers who are comfortable with a little classroom chaos. J.C. For the kids, George, Cammie, Peter, Camille, Dilly, Francie, Ori, and Lee. K.M. Chapter 1. Mystery Mess. Buddy said goodbye to Poppy just outside school. Inside, he said good morning to Ms. King, the safety agent. Then he marched past the office on the way to his classroom. Ms. Flores waved to him.
"How's my best buddy?" she asked.
"Great," he said. He gave a thumbs up. Now that he was in second grade, everybody knew him, even the principal. And it was still only the very first week. The last day of the first week, but still. He'd accomplished all this by Friday. Buddy really liked the people in his school, mostly, because they really liked him. But there were a few people he was still getting used to, because they were new, like his teacher, Ms. Maple, and that new girl, B. Buddy spied B ahead of him in the hallway. She was talking to someone. It was Jabari, another second grade teacher. But he wasn't their teacher. Why was B talking to Jabari? Buddy tried to sneak past. He didn't want B to see him. She'd want to glom onto him. But B caught up.
"Hey," she said, "my buddy."
When Ms. Flores called him her buddy, Buddy liked it. But when B said it, it felt too sticky. She thought he was her buddy, but he wasn't.
"I'm not your buddy," he said. "I know," she said, "but your name is Buddy, so I like to think of you as mine."
And that was the problem. Exactly.
"So guess what?" said B. "I told Jabari all about you."
Buddy stopped. He stared at her.
"What do you mean?" "I told him you want to do bird watching, like he does."
B hadn't really done that, had she?
"I told him you want to use his binoculars."
"Why did you say that?" said Buddy.
"Because I told him you wish you were in his class," said B, "so I had to explain why."
Buddy's face burned.
"You told him I want to be in his class?" "Well, you do," said B, "don't you? You said."
What kind of blabbermouth was B anyway? One who'd blab every single thing he ever told her? Buddy sped up to get away, but B got to the door of the classroom right as he did. She pushed in front of him. Buddy put his foot out to block her, but B bumped him with her hip, knocking him out of the way.
"Hey," cried Buddy, "no pushing." "I wasn't pushing," she said. "It was a hip bump, like a fist bump, but with hips."
Inside the classroom, Buddy spied Joey, his best friend. Joey and the other kids were huddled together. Something was wrong. The classroom was a mess. A huge mess.
"Whoa," said B, looking around. "This place is a disaster. It looks like a tornado hit it."
It was true. It did. Like a tornado had come through and blown all the books around. Books were everywhere, scattered on every table and all across the floor. Buddy had to step around them as he walked in. A little shiver shot through him, a shiver of excitement. A mess, thought Buddy. A glorious mess. Sometimes Buddy liked messes. They made him feel, well, fizzy. At home, Buddy liked to take out his action figures and scatter them all over the bed, all over everywhere. That felt like his toys had come out to play with him. Messes could feel friendly. But this wasn't his bedroom. This was his classroom. Buddy walked over to his friends. Joey gestured at the room.
"Look," he said.
His eyes were wide, like they were saying, "Wow.
Can you believe this?"
said Malik.
"What happened?"
said Omar. Their teacher was across the room. Why wasn't she doing anything? Saying anything? Would she yell? Buddy couldn't imagine it exactly. He hadn't seen her yell. Not yet. But every teacher got angry. Sometimes. "Miss Maple's going to be mad," he said.
"Who made this mess?"
asked Joey. Buddy and his friends looked at B.
"You,"
said Joey. He pointed at her.
"I bet you did it."
That made sense. B was the perfect suspect. There was always a lot of mess around B, so Buddy pointed too.
"Me?" said B. "How could I do it? I just got here."
That was true.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?